Hello and welcome to the Restaurant Sales Funnel with Jerry Tarkowski. Okay, Court, welcome to the Restaurant Marketing Summit for 2022. Thank you so much for joining us. And you've got a very, very hot topic, which I know restaurant owners need help, and that is social media. So they know they need to do social media, but they don't know what to post. And a lot of their posts just don't add to their business whatsoever. So they feel they're wasting their time. So I'm very excited that you're going to come and join us and help all those restaurant owners there to use social media to make profit for their business.
Well, thanks for having me, Jerry. I really appreciate it. This is something that I'm pretty passionate about, is helping restaurants, especially right now, local restaurants, get butts in seats and doing whatever we can to help those, because we know local restaurants, they're a big part of our economy and they need our help. And that's what I'm here for. So thanks again for having me.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let's get straight into it.
Yeah. Okay. So let me pull up my screen here. So let's see here. All right. Can you see me?
Yeah. I got it. Yep.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. So Jerry, I have a lot of restaurant owners that say, you know, I should be posting, but I don't know what to post. Like, what do I post? So I wanted to share some things with you and kind of a system that I use for what to post when you don't know what to post. You're out of ideas, right? Just quick about me. You don't need to hear a lot about me, but I've been doing marketing for 20 years. I work with restaurants across the country. Kind of my motto is helping restaurants get butts in seats and making an impact on the bottom line, increasing revenue. And we work with restaurants across the country. So if your posts are like this, and you feel like on Monday, I'm posting a picture of my pizza, and I'm doing it again on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, and you're just like, you feel like you're in a rut, just posting the same thing over and over again. Or if you're not getting any engagement, that's a red X over that. It might be hard to see. But if you're posting and people aren't liking it, or you're not getting comments or shares, it's just not interesting. It feels like a ghost town every time you post, right? Or you're out of ideas, right? I'm a Photoshop wizard here, right? If you're like, I don't know what to post. I'm just out of ideas. You're in the right spot. I'm going to help you and give you some ideas here today. So just imagine if you could stop struggling with what to post, if you could come up with ideas, new posts, original posts, and grow your audience of customers to increase sales, get more likes, and create engaging, eye-catching posts that customers will want to share with their friends. Because, you know, when we're on social media, we don't want to be sold to all the time. We don't, you know, we're constantly being sold to. I think of it as like being at a party, okay? And when we're at a party, we want to see like pictures of our friends and their kids, and we want to see things that relate to us. We don't want to just be sold to all the time. So I'm going to give you some ideas around that, and I call it the 3P posting plan. For restaurants, if you can remember these 3 P's, it will really help you. And Jerry, stop if you have questions. Feel free to stop at any point and ask. So, I'm going to cover the 3P posting plan and give you specific ideas of exactly what to do with examples. I'm going to show you examples as well. People ask me about boosting posts. What should I boost? When should I boost? So I'm going to touch just a little bit on that. And then ideas for every single day of the year that you could post. We'll talk about that as well. So don't worry at all. You do not have to be like a professional photographer, a professional food, you know, photographer, have lots of fancy equipment. You do not have to do that at all. All you really need is a cell phone. I mean, any phone made in the last 5 to 10 years, you can take great photos and videos with. So don't get intimidated and think you have to be like a professional. You don't. The restaurants I work with, 90% of it, I take with a phone. So that's not what you have to do. And this is perfect for any type of hospitality, but restaurants, breweries, coffee shops or cafes, bakeries, food trucks. I mean, this three-piece system, you can take it and modify it for your own type of restaurant. So, and it works for any social network. You know, I recommend when restaurants start, they pick one social network to start with and get really, really good at that one. But, you know, it will work on Facebook, Instagram. I didn't put TikTok on here, but, you know, any different social network, this system will work for. So let's dive in and talk about it. The three P's are product. Okay, that's the first P. People and process. If you can remember those three P's and use those all the time, I guarantee you, you will get more engagement. You will get more people following you and sharing, and you're going to get a lot more traction out of your posts. So number one is product. This is what everybody thinks about when it comes to posting for restaurants. They post pictures of their product. And so right here, you can see, I mean, a nice picture of a burger and a drink, right? And that helps tell the story of your food. Here's another example, kind of a good close-up of the food. And so that's what I see people post 90% of the time. And that's important. You need to be posting pictures of your food. It's really important. People want to see what it looks like. You know, what are they going to get when they come in there? You don't have to hire a professional photographer to do this. Both of these were taken with a cell phone. Okay. And, you know, maybe, you know, I'm not a professional photographer, but some little tricks that you can do include getting close-ups. All right. This is something I think is really important because when you look at this, you can see I got in really, really close on that burger. Okay. And you can see like the things, you know, the ingredients coming off of it. And you can see the cheese dripping down. Same thing on the other one. So getting really close is important. Okay. So that's number one. Think about getting close-ups.
Cool, I was just going to pop in there. It's more important to get the real images from the restaurant than stock images.
And I'm so glad you said that. I've talked to several restaurants that are paying a social media agency. I'm in Kansas City, in the United States. I've talked to several that are paying companies in another state to post for them, but they're just like generic hamburgers or a generic pizza. It's not there. So Jerry, that is a great point. It needs to be your food. So, yep. Excellent point. So lighting is really important. And I always think you need to have your light source needs to be behind you. Okay. And if you can see this, what it does, I don't have any kind of external light here. It's just the windows, but it's lighting up. So it's lighting the thing rather than having a lot of bright lights back here. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You want to have the light so it's illuminating that. I know since COVID and everybody's doing Zooms, lots of people are getting, ring lights and things like that. If you want to, you can get one to light the food. You don't have to, but that will just help a little bit. One other point I would just tell you is most cell phones, if you touch on the object you want to be in focus, it'll draw that focus and it'll automatically adjust the lighting. So that's a little tip. So like this one, you notice on the burger, if you just touch on the screen on this burger, you can see it brings this into focus and then everything else back here is kind of not focused. You can see that same thing here with the potato. So that's just a little tip to think about. What do you want to have in focus? People ask me about filters or like color correction. The apps make it super easy, whether it's an iPhone and it's just the color, the photo app on an iPhone, or there's different ones you can download like Instagram or whatnot. They make it really easy. There's a one button and it will auto adjust the color and color correct for you. Now, people ask me about filters. Filters are great. I just say, don't go crazy with them. You know, it still needs to look real and genuine. So don't, you know, don't go over the top with filters. And then think about your plating and your presentation. All right. And what that is. For example, I have one restaurant that I work with where they really like, we do a lot of stuff with this kind of wood table background. Like that's where they want their presentation on. But some people want it on like a white plate with a white background, just like very clean and very, you know, maybe it's more maybe higher scale, right? Where it's just very clean image. This one is a bar and grill. And so they like to show kind of like the background of the bar and grill and everything in it. So that's another thing to think about. Consider the plating and the presentation. It should really look like when someone comes into your restaurant, what is that food going to look like, right? So they should see that just from seeing your photos. I've thrown a lot at you on the product one. Jerry, questions about that?
That's very, very useful information that they can easily do it.
Yep. Super easy. So, okay, that's the easy one. That's product. The next one I think is so important, and I see not very many people doing it, and that is people. Showing the people. Again, when we're on our phones and we're scrolling, we're looking for pictures of our friends or our friends' kids or whatnot. And if you can show the people at your restaurant, that gives us a connection to the restaurant because those are the people, you know, we're supporting. Those are the local people that, you know, are working so hard. And hiring and retaining employees is so tough right now that if you can give your people some exposure, if you can make them feel good about themselves, it'll really help with the hiring and the retaining employees part. So, for example, you know, team photos like this, these are their servers of this restaurant. Get just a group photo and say, hey, shout out to our kitchen team for working hard over the holidays, right? Just giving them some kind of shout out is really, really important. Another one like curbside pickup, right? Showing what it looks like, you know, when your employee, if they're delivering out there to the car, what that looks like. Showing the people, like when I pull up, who's going to be coming out to my car? Now, that's not going to be the same person all the time, but it tells that story, right? Of this is what we're doing. And so the people are so important. So these are like the employees. You also want to show the people your customers, right? And here's a great photo. I snapped this. This is it's kind of like a hamburger and ice cream type place. And I saw he had this gigantic cone. I was like, hey, can I take a picture of you taking a bite of it? And he said, sure. And just showing a picture of a kid eating a cone of ice cream. I mean, that gets a ton of engagement, right? This is a great one. Now, this was actually a video, and I wish I could have played the video for you, but I was at one of the restaurants I work with, just started talking to this lady. She's 100 and some years old, had been coming to this restaurant for 30 or 40 years, and she told this great story about how her and her husband started coming to this restaurant, and now she comes to it with her daughters, and she just told this great story. This got like hundreds of likes, hundreds, and didn't run any ads or anything. And it was just me with a cell phone saying, tell me the story about you coming to eat at this restaurant. And it was phenomenal. So showing the people and letting them tell the story. If you have an employee or like a bartender or something that everybody knows, right? Everybody knows that person. if you, you know, take a picture of them, oh my gosh, they're going to be sharing it. Their friends are going to be sharing it, family. I mean, that's how things go viral, right? It's getting all these people to share. And this one just went gangbusters. So little ones like that. So people that you could feature, obviously your team members, and give them shout outs, like your manager. Hey, they deserve some props. So take a picture of her and say, hey, we want to give a shout out to Sally. She has been working really hard, going above and beyond. Take a picture of your hosts and say, hey, here's the people that you'll be coming in when you come in. These are the people you'll see, the chefs, the cooks, the kitchen staff. You know, tell that story of the people. Customers, again, if you get customers like the one I showed you, or little quick videos, just, you know, if you get someone to say, hey, will you do a quick video just telling what's your favorite food item? Like when you come in to order, what's your go-to thing you order? And just record them for 30 seconds, getting them talking about it. That's a really, really easy thing to do as well. And then something that I think a lot of people forget about are those like kind of business partners, business friends. So for example, your food rep or your beverage rep, the person that's bringing you, you know, the food or the alcohol, your cleaning crew, right? Or your credit card processor person. Those people need love too. And it just really humanizes your restaurant. So those are some ideas. Jerry, questions about that?
You know, I love your three P's. What about the other P, which is promotion? How much promotion should you use in your posts?
Well, can I get to that in just a second? Yeah, in just sure. A minute?
Yeah.
That's a great question. Yep. So now we can combine product and people. So check this out. Okay. I love this. This restaurant does a fantastic job. This is the owner, and they have like these huge food items, and she does these great photos of her with like a feature item of the day. And it's her, like, and all these photos are like her showing how big these are, like real close to the camera. I love this. It's got a person and it's got the product in it, right? And so this could be rather than just taking a picture of just that, I think it's a meatball sandwich. Now we got the owner showing it, right? How cool is that? Here's customers sitting down and doing a cheers, right? You've got the people, you've got the food, you've got the drink, you can see the atmosphere. You know, we don't have to see a close-up of this to know kind of what it's like to go there. And then here's another place. This is a Mexican restaurant making the salsa. Okay. And so you can see here's a team member and here he is, making the salsa. Okay. So showing those stories, that's how you can combine the product and the people. Okay. So then the third P is process. Showing the process. What is it like behind the scenes that maybe not everybody sees? For example, this is a Mexican place, and we take pictures and videos of what it's like when you come in to order, right? And so we'll show, okay, customer, we'll show like the story of a customer ordering. Okay, what kind of meat do you want? What kind of beans do you want? And we show that kind of how we make your dinner. This one right here, it's a Neapolitan pizza place. We show them tossing the pizza. Like people love that, right? What does it look like when we make your pizza? And it tells the story that this isn't just like frozen stuff that we're just warming up for you, right? This is handmade, handcrafted. We're tossing the pizza ourselves. So that gives you that behind the scenes look. Okay. So processes that you can feature, how you cook an item. I love doing little videos showing how food's being made. For example, like a pizza place, okay? What you can do is you can make a pizza, make, you know, pick a like a signature pizza, make it, pop it in the oven. Then get someone having the camera and the owner or the chef be like, all right, we're going to make our super supreme pizza. Here's how we make it. We toss the dough, we put it out, we put the sauce on, we put the ingredients on, blah, blah, blah. We take it, we put it in the oven. Oh, and here's what it looks like because we did that one earlier, and we pull out the finished product. Ta-da, right? And so showing that behind the scenes look, it just gets so much engagement. The preparing a signature ingredient, like how you make your dough or how you make your salsa, something like that. Again, it tells that story that, you know, this isn't just like frozen pre-packaged stuff. We make it from scratch. A big one today is fulfilling orders, online ordering. You know, what does it look like when you, you know, you do an online order? I know some places have their own little like kitchen just for online ordering, right? And they're the ones that are fulfilling the online order. So, you know, what does it look like when someone orders online? What's that behind the scenes look like? And so then, of course, you can put them all together, product, people, and process. This was a really fun one. We do this once a month. This place does a featured drink every single month, and they call it a jar. It's a jar of the month. Okay. They do everything inside of mason jars. And so this is a video, and she introduces herself. Hey, I'm going to show you how we make this drink. Then we do a video where she's making the drink, right? You can see we add our fireball, we add this, this, and this. And then here it is, ta-da, it's the peaches and cream, only $6. So we've got a person, we've got the product, and we've got the process, right? And so these types of videos are so important, but I see so many restaurants just doing this, okay? Just showing the end thing, okay? And again, because you're doing it with your phone, it looks real. It looks natural. It doesn't look super professional, overproduced, which looks just more natural in your timeline when you're scrolling through, okay? I'm going to circle back to your question, Jerry, about promotion. All of these should be tied to some type of promotion or some type of what I call a call to action. Like, what do you want people to do? So like for this one, for example, we would in the post say, you know, here's how, you know, here's all the ingredients and here's how much it is. And it's, you know, we're serving it up through the end of the month. For previous ones, like the maybe the pizza, give a link to your online ordering. And say, you know, hey, maybe you give an online ordering code, like a buy one, get one code or something that you give people. And you say, hey, click this link to go order online and use the code pizza to get your discount. Does that make sense? Is that what you're looking for?
Absolutely, yeah. Because I think you need to, you can't be promoting all the time. Mm-hmm. And you've got to give real content. And you know, your ideas about, you know, the processing of the food and particularly people. People are so important. I mean, that's why people go to restaurants with other people. It's yep. A social event. And I think if you can get those, each of those P's spread out there, just well balanced, I think yep. You're going to have you're going to make more profits for your restaurant for sure.
Yep. It just helps tell the story of your restaurant. You know, what is it like? What's the experience? Because people make judgments. You know, if I go to a social media, if I go to a restaurant's Facebook or Instagram, and there has not been a post there for months, it's like a ghost town, right? That tells me something. Or if I go and it's the same picture of a pizza, I see it all the time where people just post the same thing over and over and over again. it's boring. But if you can, you know, post, if you can just start with a couple times a week, following the three P's, I think you'll really see things pick up. So that's the 3P system. So then people say, okay, Court, boosting posts. Should I be boosting? How much should I, you know, how do I get more people to see it? Jerry, you probably know several years ago, you could post something on a page and you could get several thousand views just by posting it, right?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. I mean, it's become pay to play, right? Because there's so much stuff being posted. I mean, thousands of posts, you know, a day. And, you know, you're on your phone. I'd love to see a study how many posts the average person really sees a day. Maybe 50 to 100, something. I mean, I don't know. I should look that up. So it's really become pay to play. Like, to get into people's parties, to get onto people's phones, you have to spend a little bit of money. Now, I don't typically, we could talk about running ads to build a database and all that. That's a whole other conversation. But people ask me about boosting posts. So what I suggest is, when you post something, what Facebook does is it starts kind of putting it out there to people. And what it does is, if it notices people are immediately starting to like it or engage with it, it'll start showing it to more people. Okay. And it kind of grows organically, where you don't spend any money. Okay. Those are the ones I usually would say you could put a little bit of money to boost it. All right. Now, if you post it and Facebook will kind of do this trial thing where it'll say, okay, we're going to show it to a few people. And if it's getting no likes or no engagement at all, then Facebook's be like, okay, we're not going to really show this to any more people. It kind of dies out, you know? So what I say is, put it up there. Don't boost it right away. Wait 24 hours and see if it's getting some likes. And what I notice is, video, Facebook loves video. It loves live video more than anything. It loves the people. You know, if it's getting some traction, then you can boost it. How much? You know, I recommend $5 to $10 a day, no more than 5 to 10 days. Jerry, you may have some ideas about this, but I don't think you have to do a lot. But it's a little bit, you're putting a little bit of fuel on the fire, right? You know, Facebook has said, this is a post that people are reacting to. All right, we'll spend $5 to $10 and do that. Targeting, this is a big pet peeve of mine. When I say targeting, you tell Facebook exactly, and Instagram, I should say Facebook and Instagram, you are telling them who you want to see your post. I cannot tell you how many posts I see from restaurants across the country or even around the world. And it's because when they're setting up and running these ads, they're not doing the geography correct for whatever reason. I find that most people go to restaurants. It totally depends on where you live, but usually 3 to 5 miles is about as far as someone would drive to go to a restaurant, at least where I am here in Kansas City. Now, if you're like in a rural part, like there's your small town, small village, something like that, people might drive farther. So you've got to consider that. But where I think people get into trouble is, there is an option that says, like, you want to boost this to people that like your page and their friends. You do not want to do that, because that is where I see posts for restaurants that are like on the other side of the country. But I know I have friends that live there. And so what I think it is because the restaurant says, I want to show it to these people and their friends. Well, I'm friends with them, but I will never go to that restaurant, right? So that restaurant is wasting money on me when I'm never going to go there. And then think about who your ideal customers are. People ask about age. You know, I usually say 25 to 65. Totally depends on your restaurant and who you are. Then what you can do to grow your page is when people like it, because when you're boosting it, the idea is you want people to like your page or like your post, you can invite them to like your page. Facebook will give you a notification that says, Jerry just liked your post, invite him to like your page so he can see more, right? And so that is a great way to get more likes on your page.
That's a great tip.
Yeah. That's a basic boosting strategy. Jerry, questions or anything you would add to that?
No, that's, just look at the posts that work for you now and just keep doing the same posts.
Yep. Yep. People ask me, you know, when's the best time to post? I don't feel like there is a good answer to that. It used to be, maybe it was, but, you know, it's Facebook, it gets into the algorithm. People aren't going to see it necessarily right when you post it, you know? So I often say mid-morning, right before lunch, because that's a time if people are at the office, they're kind of starting to check out, you know, a little bit, and they're on their phones, and then maybe they see a lunch special that you have or something. You know, restaurants, especially around weekends, that's a good time to post. Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, make sure you have a post there. So those are just some little things. And then finally, we talked about this, you know, being able to stop struggling with what to post, increasing your customers, and create those eye-catching posts that people will want to share. I created this, I call it the Restaurant 365 Marketing Planner. And this came from, restaurant owners and marketing agencies said, you know, we're running out of ideas. Like, what should we post? And so I put together a calendar that has ideas every single day of the year that you can post. Now, you do not need to post every single day of the year. But if you get stuck, it gives you ideas. So, like, for example, coming up is... if you can see this on January 4th, well, this, I'm not sure when people are going to watch this, but coming up for us, it's a National Trivia Day or National Spaghetti Day. Okay. Now, these are United States holidays. I have United States and Canada and Australia on here, but it gives you ideas that you could post for those holidays. Okay. Or like on this Thursday, do a Facebook Live tour of your kitchen. I mean, just go live and say, hey, here's our kitchen. We're cooking up the food. You know, here's what it's like. Say hi to Chef Joanne. Hi, Chef Joanne. Right. And it gives you ideas every single day. So it's 365 ideas, national and social media holidays. It's updated for all of 2022. And I always keep it updated for the next 365 days, okay? And so you could take this calendar and never run out of ideas. And it integrates that 3P. I mean, in all of them, it's, you know, the 3P is kind of at the base of everything that it does. It's only $47. I'm offering it to your audience here, everybody that's joined this, for $47. And you can go to CodyMediaKC.com to grab it, to sign up for it. So again, it's updated for the next 365 days. And I think it'll give you lots of ideas that you can use. So Jerry, I mean, this is the three basic things we talked about, that 3P plan, so powerful, talked a little bit about boosting, and post ideas every day of the year. I'll leave it open up to you. What questions do you have, Jerry?
Look, I absolutely love that. You've kept it so simple. And that is simple. You've got a strategy to follow. You know what to post. And I think this just gets rid of all that stress of what am I going to post tonight, you know?
Yep.
You've just made it so easy for so many restaurant owners out there. I think they're going to love it. And having that plan, that 365-day plan, it just makes it so much easier. And it's going to really up your social media strategy. And that means creating, getting the brand out there and keeping top of mind when people are starting to think of where we're going to eat tonight.
Yep. And, before I put this together for myself, my agency, I was always like, I would get surprised. I would wake up and get on my phone and all of a sudden see all these posts for National Pepperoni Pizza Day. And I'd be like, holy cow, I didn't know it was National Pepperoni Pizza Day. And then I'd have to like create a post, right? And so like took me by surprise. Well, now that I have this, it's like, I know Pepperoni Pizza Day is coming up and I don't have to like scramble to get something together. You can kind of be planning ahead. So it makes it really easy to get ready. So you're exactly right.
Excellent. So make sure you grab that URL, codamediakc.com. And just for $47, you've got a marketing plan for the whole year. That's wonderful.
Yep. That's all I have. I appreciate the opportunity, Jerry. It's been great chatting with you.
Look, and, it has certainly has. Yeah,
and thank you for putting this together to help restaurants. And they, like I said, they need our help right now. I know that, and that's you and me. That's our goal, is to help the restaurants that need the most right now. And I think that's really important. So thank you for doing this, Jerry.
Court, thank you so much for joining us. And on behalf of all the restaurant owners that's going to help them, thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. Talk to you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.